We continue our reading of the Gospel of Mark. Today we come to the end of Mark 10, verses 46 to 52. You'll find it in your pew Bible on page 1077. It's a little shorter than most, but it packs quite a great gospel punch. Three things you'll see in this passage. There's blind Bartimaeus. He's in Jericho. Jesus is passing through, and he gives the cry of faith that is a model for us. Jesus, Son of David. Son of David means Messiah to them. Have mercy on me. He doesn't say, Lord, let's strike a bargain. Here's something I have to offer you. What can I do for you if you will do something for me? He casts himself as a sinner in need upon the mercy of God in Jesus Christ, and so must you if you wish to come to him and be saved. It is a call of faith. It's a model for us. But secondly, we have one of the most wonderful statements, two short words that make all the difference. Look at verse 49. Jesus stopped. That's what happens when we call upon him in sincere faith. Jesus stops to minister to our need. You know, we might think Jesus was preoccupied. Jericho is leading to, you'll see in chapter 11, Jerusalem. And Jesus knows he is going to die on a cross. He knows all the horrors that are about to happen to him. Chief among them is the wrath of God upon his holy soul. If it was me, I would have been a little preoccupied, and some blind beggar calling out my name probably wouldn't have distracted me. But how different is the grace of Jesus? And Jesus stopped. My friend, when you call out to the Lord Jesus, maybe you're a Christian and you're lonely. Maybe you're in the grip of sin. Maybe you feel like everything's falling apart. And you think, does he even care? Does he have time for me? Son of David, have mercy. He will stop. Now, it's helpful that Jesus possesses the attributes of deity. And you say, well, how can he have time for me? I'm one little person in a big world. Well, he is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. But the real issue is the grace of his heart. Jesus has time for you. Call upon him. He will stop. And then Jesus asks the question only he should ask. What do you want me to do for you? If a blind man comes to me, the one thing I'm not going to ask him is, what would you like me to do? I know what he'd like me to do, and I can't do it. So I can do lesser things, but the Lord Jesus is not limited in what he is able to do. And chiefly, he can save us. Chiefly, he can give us a new spirit. Chiefly, he can wash away our sins. Yes, he can overcome that besetting sin that is ruining your life. He can give you the faith to endure in a way that glorifies him, and you ask him for it, and he will give it to you. What does Paul say? He is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or imagine, according to his power within him. The man asked, Rabbi, let me recover my sight. Jesus said, go, your faith has made you well. Well, let's, with this in mind, give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 46 of Mark 10. And they came to Jericho, and as he was leading Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, call him. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he's calling you. And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabbi, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.